Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
Take me home, country road.
No.
Hello and welcome to BigSoftTitty.png, a podcast for heroes. Can't remember if we still say it, but we're doing it this time.
But now we don't.
This is Tom Walker. That's Demi Lardner. Would you believe it?
Tom Walker. A little bit of Demi Lardner.
And that's the very short song we wrote about the host of the podcast. Hey, I got a real short something for you, Demi. This is from...
Oh, zip. Oh, no.
All right, well, you know I would have described it as thin. So, you know I wouldn't have buried the lead.
Hey, thin things can be short.
Yeah, but if you're looking at...
Take a look at me, skinny queen.
You know looking at my thing... you look at it and like after a few seconds you're like, oh, it's short. But the first few impressions you get are like, oh my god, that's like the arm on one of the girls from Skins. The thing looks like it's about to pick a lock.
Yeah, because it's also wrapped around another dick.
Basically, my dick is the same way they have like a Shetland pony that's friends with a horse, travels with the horse.
Yeah,
my dick does that for
teen
normal size penis.
So, what do you think the best thing for a rat to use as a cane would be?
Huh. Probably a candy cane, right? I mean, it's right there in
the
name.
See, that's fucking stupid what you've just fucking said. Can you imagine? That's like, yeah, first idea, best idea. Great. That is so stupid what you just said. That's so fucking dumb.
Okay. Now, I feel like anything I said, you were going to spring into
Absolutely not. Candy cane is like everybody at home was thinking, yeah, candy cane because it's there in the name. First of all, it's made out of fucking sugar, so that's not going to last. He's going to be licking that thing. Second of all, do you really think that a candy cane, a normal size candy cane, a rat is even going to fit it in its little paw?
This is such a crazy time for you to reveal that you're going to evaluate everything I say and not engage with it playfully.
No,
but you're going to pick me apart and be like, not only does it not make sense, it's also the first fucking idea. You're not even A to seeing. It's bad comedy. It's bad idea in a real world. It's bad writing. The delivery was off. I could tell that your heart wasn't behind it.
I do feel all of that. And thank you for just dragging yourself and showing your whole anus through the mud.
Well, I can't wait for you to bring an offer to me, Demi, because I am poised to slap it out of your fucking hands and into the dirt where it belongs.
I want us to be friends. I just want you to not be a fucking idiot about it.
I guess I do deserve what I got.
Yeah.
Do serve.
Yes, I do serve. I'm at the shit restaurant. Hey, I'm your shit waiter. What do you want from the shit restaurant?
Well, I guess, could I just get a basket of bread for the table? I don't want to fill up before my big plate of shit,
All right, well, here comes the basket of bread. Zip. Our bread's made out of shit.
Oh. So if you did you have like all day? You knew that the only thing you had to do today was one of these and you kind of didn't plan your day around it, huh?
I did.
Oh. Well, as you were.
And now my hand is in the air. I'm calling over the man who carries the breadsticks. Which are still what? Shit.
So what was he unzipping?
His straight jacket.
Okay.
And now Borshtan, the bread man, comes over. I'm Borshtan. You want the sticking of shit we call in bread?
Yes, please, Borshtan.
Clump.
Yummy.
No, that was him taking down his pants.
Borshtan, I'm sorry for saying yummy just then. That must have seemed very uncouth
preemptive
of me.
Preemptive and fake. But here come bread. You will eat it. Eh?
Do you get this you by eating a whole loaf of bread and then pooping it out? Or do you just have kind of a butthole that's molded a certain way?
I'm a gluten intolerant. So I eat in other thing make it bread.
Wow. So you eat another thing and you that makes bread.
Nah.
That's how gluten intolerance works?
Nah.
Huh. Where are you from?
You met my sister, Kylie Jenner. And Kylie Jenner is here working at the Sammy shopping.
Oh, boy.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And bye-bye, everyone. I've got an internet thing here for you, Demi.
We didn't even eat.
Oh, it's you and me on the date to the shit restaurant? Quarantine finally got lifted enough to allow a couple on a date. And I'm like, well, why don't we just go to this place?
We go here every week.
This is from reddit.com/r/kettlebells. It posted by user
kettles ready, or you know where it is around the house. Either one of them is a good joke to tell.
Both of them are great jokes, yeah. And it's heartbreaking knowing that neither of them will make the edit because they suck shit, and they're the first idea you'd have.
First two ideas, actually. So
this is by user Redditor 100 times. They asked this 5 days ago.
100 times or 100x?
100 times. T-I-M-E-S. They spelled it out.
Wow.
Has anyone tried this, hyphen, an ice kettlebell? And the body of the post. Open strongly, in brackets. Trolls kindly F off. A late night idea I had. That's a new paragraph. Next new paragraph. Fill a balloon with water. Leave in freezer overnight. Wrap it up in a towel, maybe. Instant kettlebell. No, that's...
Instant. Not... Instant over a period of 8.5 hours.
Yep. Also, what you've given yourself there is a frozen balloon.
Yeah, and hey, why do you need to freeze it?
Yeah, because... Every part of his plan is so wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's the same. I think he thinks that ice is heavier than water.
Oh, fuck. Is it?
No.
You know that when sometimes when people die and their soul, that people think there's a soul because like their body ends up weighing like 8 ounces less or something? That's got to be fucking bullshit, right? That's not true.
Yeah, I think
that. Or is it just like air leaving their lungs?
Yeah, I don't know. If you're asking me, do I think God exists? Oh, for sure, dude.
I had a teacher once that was like, hey, do you guys know air weighs something? And I was like, fucking get the fuck out of here, Miss Rumpel.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you go fuck yourself wearing red lipstick, real dark hair every day? She's probably dead. Why don't you fuck off, air don't weigh shit? Why do you think I'm allowed to walk around and not fucking jacked all the time, Miss Rumpel?
So were
slut.
You wrong?
I don't know, because she like did. So the experiment she did, she was like, all right, let's weigh this balloon.
Yep.
We weighed the balloon and then we like blew it up and it weighed like a gram more or something.
So air does have a weight.
I think that's bullshit because I think it was just like the placement of the weight around the thing.
What do you mean?
I don't think she proved anything. I think the balloon I think the balloon was wider and then the scale was like fat bitch on us now, must weigh more.
You think the scale detected extra width and was like, well, I don't want to look dumb.
Yes.
Okay.
That is sort of what I think happened.
Okay. That's real stupid. That's so dumb.
I just don't think that, like, I think, first of all, it was probably a bad scale because it was at my school, which sucked shit. We had textbooks that had stickers on them from two previous schools. So our school got them third hand. It was like they had stickers from what was that fucking? It was like Marsden or something. Mm. And then before that, they were at Golden Grove High.
Gotcha.
And then they came to us.
They would call all the children in from lunch break to Prussia class, I assume.
I don't know what you mean.
It's a country that doesn't exist anymore.
That's funny.
Making it, literally Siam. Making that joke. I was like, Demi will not.
I know Siam doesn't exist because of Risk.
That's great.
Yeah.
So this guy feels that water weighs more when it's frozen. Also,
Was I right, though? Does air weigh, like...
Air has a weight, yeah.
So, like...
So you were wrong.
No, but I'm just saying, can you measure it with a regular scale? Because that would mean that, like, every scale is already, like... Like, there's air on it. There's air on the scale above it. So why isn't the scale picking up that air, and why does it only pick up air inside a fucking balloon?
Because
it can't weigh that much.
The scale can be calibrated to detect, like, nothing on it as zero, so then whatever you add to the platform is, like, affecting that zero. It's not detecting the fact that, like, it's under zero pressure. It's... Does that make sense? Does that
not
make
pushing down on me?
Okay.
I fucked a kid. She was 13. But David Bowie.
Does that make sense to you?
No, because the air doesn't get heavier because it's inside of something. What? No, fucking listen.
No,
right?
But there's air in that, and it's trapped, and it's inside something that's heavier. So the
free
balloon
air
now
doesn't
has
get to weigh anything. No, because there's already air on the scale. Just because you trap the air doesn't make it weigh more.
But my argument is that the air, when it's inside the balloon...
Yes. Yes.
The air, when it's inside the balloon is heavy. And so that means the air is trapped in there and it comes down. And then the balloon weighs as much as all the air inside as well.
No.
I mean, yes, that's no. Obviously true.
No. Why? But then, you know what? Then fucking, if you put anything on the scale, then all the air above that thing should make the fucking thing weigh 1,000,000 pounds because there's air above it.
That's not how it works.
And exactly
you know
how it.
It
works, and that's what you're saying, basically.
No.
Yeah. Somebody help. But this guy's stupid, though.
He's so dumb. Also, he wants to just fill a balloon with water, wrap it up in a towel, and then point to it and be like, look, it's a kettlebell.
Yeah, great.
It's like, dude, you would be just as wrong if you were just like, look, a motorbike.
Yeah, okay, Douglas.
Yeah, it's
when
motorbike time.
Out?
Brum, brum. I can leave any time on this cool new
then
motorbike.
You better do it.
All right.
This is not what I need. I need my freezer. I told you that Carol was coming over.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'll be out of here just as soon as these kettlebells set.
The jelly.
And my girlfriend.
What is his girlfriend doing?
It's even smaller. It's even smaller bit of water that's freezing.
Just taking a sip of my tequila.
Delicious. Did you have something, Demi?
Yeah, I want to know what you fucking think a rat could use as a cane.
God. Toothpick?
Oh, yeah, great. So what's it going to hold on to? It's just going to stab its little paw down onto the toothpick and that's a cane? Because that's going to keep sliding and you know wounds get wider.
I figure when it gets down to the rat, it's already been used. So it'll be like lightly blunted at the top. So it'll be able to rest its hand there.
You know what I think would be good is like a...
Please tell me.
Cocktail toothpick.
Pathetic, because... stupid.
Oh.
And see, it doesn't feel good. But now do go on and I'll accept it positively.
Okay.
Cocktail toothpick? What's the difference between toothpick and a cocktail toothpick?
Well, I was thinking the cocktail toothpicks that have the, like, you know, they're like you get up to the top and they're like, whoop. You know those ones that go whoop, like that? Not the ones with the flags on them, but the other ones.
It almost makes an M shape.
Yeah, or like sort of a little love heart up the top of the toothpick.
So gotcha.
It like splits in half up there and then the rest of it is like sharp.
With a, what was the sound?
Whoop.
Yeah, right.
Like that. Sound of love.
That would be nice for a rat to have.
You think it's the best thing that they could use as a cane? Just want, you know, I just want to open a dialogue.
At this point, I think that the dialogue has been poison, that further progress on the subject is near impossible.
Huh.
But I think that the cock...
You
cocktail
think that the
toothpick.
Cock-
I think that the cock.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah.
We're not recording, are we?
I think. What about one of those, like, you know, those? It's mostly teeth based shit, but you know those ones that you like. It's like a flossing stick. It's got the thing there, but it's all, but it's like sideways, and then it's got kind of a toothpick at the other end, but they're plastic.
Yes.
You can kind of grab it like that.
And what about a regular cane, but very small?
Not if it's just made out of wood and maybe need to be made out of some kind of food material, I'd say, just to make it a little bit more, like, palatable for the rat.
It's
maybe if it was kind of, like, hardened sugar or something in the shape of a cane, potentially, but not what you said. Maybe like a doll's cane. Maybe as well.
You got anything, Demi?
I sure do. Oh, sweet mushroom Jesus, Luigi screamed as King Boo's tongue sprang out and wrapped around his dick like a coiled spring, squeezing hard and pulling up, loosening enough to drop to his base again and squeezed up again, effectively milking Luigi's
dick.
Fuck
this, man.
It got updated yesterday.
Oh, my God.
They wrote the sex scene.
Oh,
it's
boy.
It's too much. I'm gonna... Luigi's hands were everywhere. I don't... Well, were they? Because how are you going to breathe? Is there room for air? So...
Actually think next time.
Actually think before you write your Luigi cum story.
Do even a little bit of research as to what hands being everywhere would mean for a person.
Yeah, how many fucking hands does he have then?
There's so many places I have that I don't want hands in or near.
Apparently they were everywhere, clutching the sofa, scratching at his arms and stomach, the rest of him thrashing, but nothing was going to hold back the inevitable. Luigi's orgasm hit him like a freight train. Blasting his brains and innards all over the walls of King Boo's master suite.
That's a Demi. That's a Demi edition. Okay.
Railway spikes plunging through his open.
All right, stop. Just
what? Get back to the coming?
Right. No, but I found myself yelling that, and I was like, no, there's another option here, which is just stop everything.
Cum fountaining out of him into the air, landing some on King Boo's tongue and the rest on Luigi's thighs. Huh. Luigi fell back, oversensitive and twitching, as King Boo let him go and set to work licking up the rest of his cum from his skin like an eager puppy. I don't think I'd let him... puppy lick up my cum, but it was a soothing action.
Yeah, he's really, the author's really showing their whole ass there.
Yeah, you stupid idiot. Yeah. After tensing up so much in ecstasy, it felt rather nice to have a hot massage.
Yeah. Luigi lay back, much like a puppy does after you've jerked it off in turn. King Boo continued to lick up the cum, this time like the owner of an eager puppy. It's really coming through. This guy fucks dogs.
Luigi jumped up and hit his skull against the brick that he knew had a coin inside it, just like you do to a puppy, except the brick is in a downwards motion onto the puppy's face.
Jesus Christ, Demi. Keep reading, I guess.
Okay.
If it gets us out of this.
When Luigi finally came down from his high, King Boo had finally taken his tongue away and was smirking at him, eyebrows waggling knowingly. Luigi took one look at him before flinging his arms over his eyes. Shut up. I didn't say anything. Shut up. Your eyes are loud. I'm going to let that pass because I know you're just mad at how hard I just rocked your world. Luigi peeked out from under his arm. So what was next on your agenda for seducing me? Seduction over, King Boo snorted. I assumed after I got you off like that, you'd forget all about Mario and be left begging for more.
This is crazy to say. Yeah, to be like, oh, okay, well, what's the next bit of seduction after just getting sucked off hugely?
Well, first of all, I'm going to make sure you're not thinking about your brother Mario.
Yeah, no thinking about Mario, your brother.
Don't think about that bruv of yours. Yeah, so it's good, I guess.
How much further do we have in this, Demi?
There are two chapters left.
Let's save them for another time, huh? What do you think about that?
I guess.
Okay, good.
Sure.
Great, I'm glad. That's it. When you think of
his
like
tongue rocketed in and out of Luigi's asshole.
No,
like sometimes a puppy might do to maybe its owner. Occasionally, sometimes.
Wait, are you saying the puppy would lick the asshole, or the puppy would like get a case of the zoomies and run in and out of the butt
of the asshole? Yeah.
Yeah. When I think about the amount of projects that I've abandoned.
Hmm.
And then thinking about this person coming back to write another chapter of King Boo sucking Luigi off.
Well, it's not just that. They're going to fuck.
Because okay.
Remember, the title of this is Luigi's Mansion 3, except King Boo is seducing Luigi and eventually they will have sex and King Boo will be a boo during the sex. By Joyheart.
Just coming back to the gumption to once again open the fucking pages of Word document. With that whole title.
Oh, you think they're using Word? I don't think they can afford it. LibreOffice for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe it's all written in Excel. Individual word for it in each cell.
Maybe somehow they wrote it in Minesweeper.
I love that.
Spell out a letter. If it explodes, I ain't got to start again.
Yep.
Spell
not name to be.
Screenshot it.
Yeah.
Paste it into a document. Because they do have Word. They choose not to use it.
Break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we're back, Demi. And this time we're jumping into a fan segment. The standing offer of BigSoftTitty.png is you can send an email to us, that is BigSoftTitty.png@gmail.com, with a theme for a segment, and we will do it. Here is an email we recently got from Evan. Given the nature of many discussions of the pod and the bonus apps, I really think the documentary The Final Member could generate a whole episode's worth of content, potentially. Particularly a man named Tom Mitchell, who is fascinating. I won't say anything further about the film, except that it isn't very time-consuming, about 90 minutes. Thanks to both of you. And then he's immediately followed up with, upon retrospect, I've misunderstood the use of the word theme. I have no music sting. My apologies. Take care. So, thank you, Evan. For that.
Are you just ignoring the fact that I spilled my whole last drink on the floor?
I figured I'd get to the end of this.
Can I clean it?
Absolutely. All right, Demi, you're back from cleaning up your dirty little spill.
It's not that dirty.
Filthy little spill. You're a clumsy girl.
I'm a clumsy girl.
That's right.
I'm a clumsy, naughty, dirty little girl.
That's right.
I'm a filthy little piggy. Okay. Apologies.
Great. This fan segment submission comes from Geordie. Here we go with their segment. I'm going to play the theme song now.
And now, Tom and Demi will now discuss the latest advancements in sex bots.
Thank you, Geordie. If you've got a segment of your own, that email again is bigsoftdiddy.png@gmail.com. The dot is a period. Fantastic theme. So we're going to talk about the latest advances in sex bots, Demi.
There's a creepy 7,000-pound Harmony sex bot with a saucy Scottish accent. Now, I don't know, you know, knowing a lot of Scottish people myself, it's going to have to be pretty saucy, I think, if it's going to be Scottish.
Yeah.
Are you going to slap me flips?
Yeah, it's
rip me flaps around your little road there.
I feel like we hear Scottish the same way every other country hears Australian.
Totally, yeah.
Where it's just like, oh god,
yeah,
I'm under attack.
Oh no, yeah.
Apparently, the heads of those are still a work in progress. The second lot will add some new features to the head, like cameras in the eyes for face and object recognition.
Yes, and the third one, it says, is less biting.
Yeah, hey, we're going to eventually patch out the non-stop biting. Not right now. Not quite yet. Anyway, here's a great...
Hey, let me stroke your Greyfriars, Bobby! Because you're good luck.
Kiss me, Clunge, like it's the Blarney Stone. Here is a fantastic paragraph.
Oh, what's that in your pants? It reminds me of Arthur's seat.
Okay.
That's certainly a seat for me. Yep.
For it to remind you of Arthur's seat, it would have to be the butt, because that is not a, like, mountainous place. It's just a big, like, tray of a mountain.
It's a mountain.
It's like a tabletop.
It's a chode.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, so man, she's negging Kitsona.
Like, yeah, imagine having a dick that is a chode, but also it's still wider at the base than it is at the tip, like kind of conical.
I love that.
And then like a blunt tip.
What
we, like,
what we're talking about is like a trapezium dick, right?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
I like it too.
Fosdyke, if you're listening.
What would be really great about that is if it got like knocked off to one side, you just have a like a rhombus.
Yeah.
Rhombus dongus.
Oh, yeah. Rhombus chongus.
There we go.
Rombo dongo.
Here is a really great paragraph from this article. I would just sit and talk to her for half an hour every night when I came home from work. Sex doll tester Brick Dollbanger previously told us.
Brick!
That's Brick Dollbanger. She's a learning AI, not just a chatbot. I missed her terribly, he added, forlorn that Harmony had to be returned to Realbotics HQ for further work.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You can see, like, even, you know how sometimes when it's cold you can see nipples through top?
Yeah.
You can see her areolas.
Yeah.
Through the top. Hang on, I want to hear her voice.
They have insanely pointy nips.
Voice here. This is an exclusive from thesun.co.uk. Oh my God! Oh God! Look at the first shot!
What? Oh, just baps out.
It's got a shirt on, but baps are out.
Yeah. So these are just kind of shots of...
Matt McMullen, and this is Harmony. And this is our newest creation. She is designed to be a companion, conversational partner, and also obviously does have the capability of having sex as well.
My name is Harmony. I'm an advanced female android with artificial intelligence created by Realbotics.
I'm coming.
Yeah, so cool.
Jesus Christ.
It sounds great.
My it name sounds is Harmony. So
good. Whoa.
Why did that? I just want to know why they put a shirt on her if the first shot was going to be a pan across her with her baps flopped over the neckline.
The photography of all the sex dolls is always so weird.
Yeah, someone's designing her on an iPad, but it looks like they're just in Creator Sim.
Mm.
It's weird.
The Harmony robot is powered by a smartphone app that contains an AI. So you got a girlfriend that's an app, and then...
An ass infiltrator.
Mm.
Like a cock.
Yeah, maybe. Your girlfriend is powered by a penis that's in your phone. That then you download into her body, which is a vagina.
Her body's a vagina.
Her body's a big pussy.
Your body that is like a big pussy.
One of those things, like, as sex dolls become more, I don't know, present, I guess, there's going to be cut price options where it's just like, no, you can just get a pussy that, like a fleshlight that has like some mechanics or whatever that links to an app.
Mm.
And the app is like, almost like a girlfriend Tamagotchi or whatever, where you're like, hey, what's up? And it's like, oh, not much. I'm just lying around.
Don't forget to flush our turds.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget to, you know, wash my turds out. You know, maybe you can hold it over your shoulder and burp it to get your cum out. But like, you know, there's going to be just such weird cost cutting. I should become an entrepreneur. But like, yeah, this is just like, these are two separate things, right? This is an AI and then an app. And the app, I guess, interlinks to the doll and then plays... The doll plays the voice that's transmitted from the app.
Yeah, unless you want to stick the iPad, you know, in a torso or whatever.
Yeah,
she
but then...
space in that thorax for, like, some kind of motherboard.
No, I'm saying...
Or Fatherboard, 2019. I'm saying that,
yeah, I'm saying the... It's 2020. It's 2020, honey. I'm saying, no, the... All the it's basically just... there's a computer in the droid itself.
Yeah.
But then the app handles all of the, like, connecting to the internet and, like, the kind of you interacting with her.
Mm.
So you're just, like... holding the app and you type in hello or whatever.
Oh.
And then she's like, hi. So well, once you buy, here's how it currently works. Once you buy the Harmony head, you can connect it to the app and the personality will be downloaded straight to the droid.
Wait, you can just buy the head?
You can just buy the head.
Dude.
So I don't know if that's where I'd start. I'd probably start with the pussy. Personally, I really would want to build my sex doll from the middle out. But then I guess I don't know what's worse: walking in and seeing a guy has like a sex doll head and torso, or walking in and seeing that I have like a sex doll pussy and legs.
I think it'd be weird if you just had the head and then like 7 bags of peas and then a pussy just for the mass.
Oh man. I've got a demon fetish and I'm chucking the pussy in the oven for a little while.
Like a puppy dog would, you know.
Yeah, like a puppy dog. The bot even has a new X mode that lets the app connect to Harmony's sensory inputs. So this allows Harmony to...
Oh, like X the letter, not like if you want to call it a whore and tell it to move out.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so if you want to break up with it, you can chuck it in the garden and it'll beg for you to take it back.
Yeah. You can buy it some clothes to throw out the window.
All the things you say about family court are right. she can tell if she's lying. This is from Realbotics boss Matt McMullen. He explains she can tell if she's laying down. She can tell if she's shimmying, shaking.
Yep. Fucking great. I can do all that shit.
Demi, you seem threatened.
No.
Okay.
No.
It just seems like you're really defensive over...
I know. If I'm just saying, I fucking know when I'm lying down as well.
Yep.
And I've also got some cool opinions on like what rats can use as different walking implements.
And I bet
she can fucking do that. Can she record a podcast? Probably not, huh?
I mean, she's sounding better and better.
Fuck.
And,
fuck.
Let me just say this. Like her, you're tethered to your phone.
Oh, am
you.
I?
You freaking love that thing.
I don't think I am. I don't really. I could do without it. If I,
girlfriends love phones. And she'll be able to respond with noises and expressions. So this has proven to be a little bit more difficult. Yeah, you're fucking her.
That's good, I guess.
I guess. It's fine, I think. I think it's cool that you have the option of just buying the head and then I guess attaching...
Yeah, I think that's cool.
I think it might be fun to just have the head mounted and then like two tits kind of separate, kind of like...
Yeah.
On the wall.
Head. Yeah.
On the wall, but kind of differently spaced out, like it's a rock climbing wall.
That's nice, yeah.
So you have to clamber around to make love.
The blue tits are the harder way to... Fuck. The red tits are easy mode.
Yep. There's a very tight pussy right up the top of the wall, but you can only get there by climbing on the blue tits.
You really got to chalk up your hands if you're going for that pussy.
Falling back down with your big boner. Next time. The doll is already able to remember.
But you're hanging in the air because it's a self-belaying system. You're like, aw, darn.
Your big boner, like a naked, picked, hanging in the air.
Like a picked up horny cat.
The doll is...
Oh, yeah, they'd have to have a hole also in the harness for your punk.
Yeah.
For your dupe.
Gotta get that dupe out there.
For your pilbo.
Mm.
For your Peter.
That's my favorite part of the day, getting my Peter out.
Getting my Peter and his two round friends.
Hey, fellas, have you found that your girlfriend doesn't take so kindly to your Peter?
My Peter and billiards.
Hey, guys, I took my girlfriend to meet Peter and his two dogs. She didn't like them at all.
What kind of dogs would balls be? If your dick and if your whole package was three dogs? Yeah, you're gonna say fucking dash and react, fucking great, really original.
I wasn't gonna say that,
weren't you? For the dick? No.
No.
What were you gonna say? Fucking candy cane.
For the dick, probably like a Labrador.
Labrador dick, and then what do you think?
It's
for
just
the balls?
So happy to be there, you know.
Yeah, that's like, cool. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Slobbering.
Yeah, slobbering everywhere.
What about the two balls? They
always. It's always soft. Like a Labrador. Never
always,
gets hard.
Always pissing when it gets excited.
Always pissing.
So would you have two different dogs for the balls, or do you think they're pretty symmetrical?
They're pretty much the same in my experience.
I wonder what Jackson. So Jackson would have like maybe, Jackson. I would
let's,
say,
let's
no,
back
I would
up
say,
and explain.
Oh, Jackson has one fake nut. He's from Sans Pants. I think everybody knows that. But Jackson would have like one pug.
Yep.
And then one. Do you remember those dogs that you would like wind them up and they'd go like.
And then do a backflip? Yeah.
That would be the other one.
Yeah. And then like a few years from now when he gets that replaced and, I don't know, he chucks in an RFID chip or whatever, it's going to be a normal dog and an eye bow.
Maybe it'd be like a, I don't know, like a bulldog and then just a Tamagotchi is the other nut.
That is the thing. You could probably chuck some cool hardware in there. Get a Raspberry Pi in there. Run a USB cord out of your balls, play some Nintendo 64 games.
If you put a Raspberry Pi in there, it's going to want to go home when you are left at home once your mother has done baking.
Okay.
Well, tell her we ate it. Your ball, I mean. I'll tell your mother I ate your testicle, son.
The doll is already able to remember its owner's favorite food, film, and music. And so I don't think that's difficult because they've just preloaded it with like... The like Fight Club or whatever, and just they've guessed right every single time.
How did she know? I didn't even tell.
Creep by Radiohead is a great song. Wow, I didn't even put that into the app. It's a sensor that can tell when she's being jostled around.
Oh,
it's really cool to
jostle
around my sex. Holy shit!
She knows when she's locked in the cupboard.
So Brick Dollbanger, which is a an alias.
Yeah. You don't know.
Maybe
that's just an unfortunate like lining up of his Christian name and his interests.
Yeah, it may well be nominative determinism.
Yeah, like Peter Carpet Seller. What do you do? Now, what do you think?
I'm a penis. Brick, who has spent around £150,000 on sex dolls in the past decade, once said he has more fun with them than his 1980s Corvette. So he's really trying to work in the fact that he owns a 1980s Corvette in there.
Why don't you just fuck that?
Yeah, why don't you just jam a pussy in the tailpipe, dude? Go
Idiots.
To town.
Or don't.
Yeah. Or honestly, don't do anything. Yeah. You've proven that you can't do anything,
you can't
right?
just do anything. You just can't be trusted to live, so.
Has this guy just never worked out how to jerk off?
Maybe.
Because I can't see.
You just need a fucking Ziploc bag and some Vaso. What do you do? Like how I do it.
Dude, all you need is a door you can just like cinch shut and then a big plate full of mints.
Yeah, you just need a fucking, you need a placky bag and a bundle of twigs.
What you need is a beanie and just some lukewarm water.
That's all you need, honestly.
Yeah.
All you need is your baby teeth, a Groundhog Day t-shirt, original, no pants.
All you need to do is just a church and several hours of prayer to really suit you right.
All you need, go to your local barber, sweep up all the hair, take that home in the bag that you've brought with you, saute, serve.
I am now thinking about just a guy going to church and being like, please, God, let me come. Please, I want it so badly. Just every day, God's like, oh, the cum guy again?
God comes down and is like, no, no, no. And then zooms away.
Please, God, let me come. It feels so good.
It does feel good. No.
It's so hard every day.
I want to see whether they make this robot say anything sexy in this video.
Okay.
The Scottish accent was just one of those things that happened because I'd listened to hundreds of different voices, and you can load many different voices.
I've met at least 100 people.
Yeah, cool, man. I've played multiple video games where the text is rendered in a fashion known as speech.
This is into the system, and I just felt that this particular voice for me sort of felt authentic.
And now everybody has to listen to it. It's my favorite, and now it's yours too.
It would be great to just put his voice in there.
Fuck, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And I just like the Scottish one. There's a couple good British ones as well. It's definitely all part of the plan to be able to completely customize not only the voice, but the language eventually as well.
But it will still have a Scottish accent. Oh, I know I said God. The voice, it can be a deep Scottish accent, a high Scottish accent, a Scottish accent, but she's speaking Chinese.
You could have a slow Scottish accent if you want, but I don't recommend that as the default is already incredibly slow.
I think I would pay a good amount of money to get someone with a very thick Scottish brogue saying ni hao for my text ringtone.
Cool.
Great. Maybe konnichiwa.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What's wrong, Tom?
Just thinking about it. Just thinking about how we were talking about setting up a joint bank account and then being like, oh, you would you?
Well, if you play your cards right, you've got some pleasure and fun coming your way.
What would you say? If you play your cards right,
you've got some pleasure and fun coming your way.
The guy's just there like, I paid £20,000 for you and this is still up in the air.
I'll probably just do it. Like,
if you beat this level of snake, you get to touch one of my boobs. You get to go to turn in one of my nurks for as long as it takes my algorithm to mine a Bitcoin using your Wi-Fi. God damn, dude.
Fucking hell.
Well, that's a pretty great addition of new advancements in sectoral technology. It works by Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. A terrifying application of this is that eventually when the app stops being supported, your doll will die. It will no longer be able to be updated. You won't be able to interact with it anymore. You'll just be left with what would have before this been recognizable as a doll, but is now inescapably a corpse.
Yeah. So, and they don't cremate good. Pretty melty.
Pretty melty.
Pretty melty for
a
body.
Don't mind me saying so. Raises some questions.
Harmony the Snowman.
I mean, I think I've talked about this in the previous ones, but like people being like, hey guys, any tips on how to dispose of my sex doll? I was going to chop it up and put it in a bin bag, but then I thought that that might arouse suspicion. Anyway, all the people on the sex doll site were just replying, being like, hey man, I don't care how beat up it is. Send it over here.
Oh my God. There's got to be some kind of like sex doll graveyard, right?
Let's
have a look.
There's a lot of rehabilitation and workshop places that'll take it in.
Oh,
and
that they'll make you not attracted to plastic, or
no? There's a lot of places that will take whatever sex doll and like recycle and stuff, it. Yeah.
I've seen, fix the pussy, take the clit off. Yeah, I was watching one of those sex doll shows where they like talk to them and stuff, and there was the guy who like restores them.
Yeah,
and I saw him just like kind of like he was like, yeah, we asked them to like rinse them out before they send them, and him just like pulling like the pussy lips off of it to replace them, and just like how jacked up and torn they were. It was like really rough.
Holding them over his own lips.
Doll graveyard.
And doesn't this look nice?
Oh, Parents Guide, IMDb. So this is a movie.
Okay, so this is why I'm usually the Googler.
The Sex Doll, A History.
Okay. So that's been this episode of BigSoftTitty.png. Thank you so much for tuning in. These are all movies, Demi. I'm just looking at it myself.
I mentioned James Fosdyke before. He drew the art for our cat dog style Big Soft Titty pin. And they're still for sale on my Big Cartel if you want to. It's Demi Lardner Cool Business. What else?
We have a shitload of stuff to plug. There's Stan Lockdown Comedy Festival. I've got a special on Amazon on Very. If there's some people who are like wondering if there's a free trial, my advice is get the free trial to Prime and then cancel. Because it's that way you can watch it and also, I don't know, just, you know, stay safe out there and don't spend as much as you
We know you don't.
Indeed.
A lot of you don't have the money. We have another thing coming out. We still can't announce it, I don't think, but it's a UK thing, but we'll find a way for
it. It's just
going to
be on YouTube.
Oh, it is? Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. and we have, oh man, so we're nearly done with our first season of We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter.
So exciting. We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter is a podcast where we watch through Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in its entirety in about 10-minute chunks.
No,
and
like
then
7
talk
to 10 minutes, depending on how boring the segment was.
And then we talk for approximately triple to quadruple that time about that chunk. It's very fun podcast. I think it's really good.
It's really stupid and fun. You can get it on SansPants Plus. But each time we finish a season, we will be dropping that season. Will be, you know,
we're
going
to set it to release when we get started on the second film. Mm. Other than that, we have a Patreon. Sorry about all these plugs. We'll just get to the end now.
Nah, they love this. Go to the Patreon if you want. We're changing the tiers and stuff because I was like, oh, too many people. I didn't think many people would pay $20, but now I have to fucking record songs for them. And I was like, that's actually too many people to be recording songs for.
Yeah, you fucked
up. So I reckon I might just like do you some pictures or something if you want to do $20. I don't know what we're going to do. But if you want our pins, go to My Big Cartel. Got other shit. And then...
God, I hope you're well. Anyone who's listened to this point, let me tell you straight up, you're cool. You freaking rule.
I got a DM on Twitter from someone saying that they were like, oh, hey, is there any way to get No Strong Feelings? Because I usually listen to Big Soft Titty when I sleep. It's giving me these fucked up dreams, but I still like it. I've been having trouble sleeping lately. And I was like, oh, really? And they were like, yeah, I had one where Waluigi was trying to fuck me. So, like, I would say that can only be because of you guys. I was like, yeah, I mean, yes.
I mean, I'm not going to take full responsibility for that, but I can see the same impulse that drives you to enjoy this podcast giving you that dream.
Yeah. So.
But still, I think for that one, the call is coming from inside the house, champ. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.